This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Welcome to the Hope Centre, where real stories meet real conversations about mental health, growth, and hope. I'm Anna, and we're here to share, connect, and remind you that you're not alone. Let's dive in. Kia ora and welcome to the Hope Centre podcast, a project put together by Life Matters Suicide Prevention Trust with the help of ORFM in Dunedin. If you have any topics that you'd like us to cover or are interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or email admin@lifematters.org.nz. Kia ora, I'm Anna.
And this is Omri.
We're both peer support workers at Life Matters and we'll be your hosts for this conversation about hope, healing and lived experience. Welcome back to the Hope Centre podcast.
What a fortnight it has been. Time has flown by.
It definitely has. And we hope that if you're tuning in again, that you enjoyed our last conversation with Josiah. It was a really fun one.
And one that has, I've found myself thinking about a lot. I've had a big week of activities and I've been reflecting a lot on what Josiah said around, you know, self-care being a monetary thing how much monetary self-care I have done. So I haven't really heeded his words, but have been reflecting on them for change in the future.
And you know what? Sometimes that's all that matters, hey?
I had the best massage and facial, and I have never been so relaxed, so it was worth it. And he didn't say never do it. He said watch it.
True. Well, today we've got an equally as exciting podcast, or I think equally as important for this time of the year. And for this conversation, we are joined with one of our lovely peer supporters from the Hope Centre. We are joined with Noosa. Hello.
Tala for Lava. Welcome.
Welcome back, I suppose.
Yes, thanks for having me.
If you, again, have been a regular listener of the Hope Centre, you'll know that Noosa was on the very first episode. But thinking back to that, it almost feels like a completely different podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, the learning and growing and, I guess, confidence we've grown being in this space. So that's really cool. Noosa, would you like to kind of introduce yourself or reintroduce yourself to the people who may be listening? Who you are, what you do?
Yeah, sure. Tala Falava. My name is Noosa. I am one of the awesome peer supporters at the Hope Centre here in Dunedin. Been a peer supporter for almost 2 years now. So blessed to be in such an awesome space where we can, you know, do our part to remove stigma of mental health because it's important. So I'm also one of the bereavement facilitators. We hold a suicide bereavement group once a month. So also an awesome group to be part of.
Oh, the knowledge we learn from you, Noosa, and the laughs that we have. And we're really happy to have you back on the podcast. And as I said, we're talking about something really important for this time of year. We're going to be discussing essentially what is termed the winter blues. It is something that we hear a lot about and is thrown around a lot and can impact a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Something that kind of drew us to have this conversation was a guide from the Mental Health Foundation that came out this winter, which was a guide to managing low mood in winter. And there was some really important information in that about reframing thoughts around winter, which is often associated with negative implications. And we thought, you know, we could kind of discuss this as a group, not so much an interview, but just more of a discussion and kind of share our own ideas or our own feelings towards some of these things and see how it goes.
And if, you know, alongside our discussions, if you would like to read that article, you can go to the Life Matters newsletter, which is found on our website. And from our website, you can sign up to our monthly newsletter.
Just a wee cheeky plug there. You can tell what someone's involved in. Well, before we get into the kind of questions that I've come up with my own brain to discuss, we will ask the question that was left by Josiah in last week's episode, and that is, what would you be famous for? Does anybody want to start? Me and Omri have had more time to kind of ponder this because we knew it was coming. I don't know if you expected that. Omri, do you want to share or reshare?
Yeah, I can't. I think we touched on last time about, being a swim teacher and people knowing me that way. If it could be something I'd want to be famous for, it'd be basketball. I love basketball. Loved playing it as a kid. What I would be famous for, I think... Do y'all know the headlines like Florida man does and then insert crazy thing here?
Yeah.
I think I'd be Florida, some kind of Florida man.
Oh, okay. That's a bit ominous. Could be good things or bad things.
Exactly. But either way, you think I'm zigging when I'm actually zagging.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Well, look out for that in the future, I suppose. I went to ChatGPT to help me come up with an answer for this question. I did like a wee quiz.
Did they give you the quiz?
Well, I asked if they could quiz me and help me come up with something. And the answer that they gave me was that I wouldn't choose fame in a flashy sense. It would come from doing something authentic, smart, and a little unexpected. And the medium in which they suggested this could be by was something that blends storytelling, travel, and insight through photos and videos, which I found very interesting. I mean, I like taking photos and videos for my own personal memories. But yeah, who knows? I might become like a TikToker or something, or a YouTube channel. We'll find out, hey?
Before you said photos and videos, I was thinking, this is sounding a lot like the host of a podcast.
Well, I mean, I didn't even think of that. The host of a podcast, a writer. I don't know. Who knows?
Nice.
So we'll see what comes of it.
What about you, Noosa?
You know, I'm trying to quickly check with myself on chat, GTP, whatever it is. But what would I be famous for? Like being late to work all the time? I'm being late to everywhere, but no. I would be famous for just having, I reckon, I'd be a famous TikToker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see it. I mean, I've walked into or walked past a room one too many times where Noosa is filming a TikTok.
Noosa can do the fastest renegade I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, no, good answer. I think that's pretty fitting. Cool. Well, as I said, I've kind of come up with some questions, not specifically to interview each other, but to kind of bring and have a discussion around. And hopefully if someone is feeling, that was Omri's drink bottle, hopefully if someone is feeling these ways or can like relate to the feeling of winter blues, that just know that you're not alone in those feelings. They're pretty common, and I even notice around our workplace we're all probably feeling a wee bit tired and a wee bit cold and a wee bit grumpy. You know what, that's okay. That comes with the season. But there are other ways we can look at it, and that's kind of what we're going to get into today. Yeah. So the first thing I've kind of brought to the table is, how does winter mirror how you sometimes feel inside?
It's a really big one, because I think, you know, in terms of a lot of the work we do, people often talk about the greys and the drabs. But I think too... I think Dunedin winters are very different to how they used to be. And this last week has actually been a pretty good to going back, where they're awful mornings and the really cold, awful, icy mornings, but then are actually quite bright days. And I think that's a lot of how it looks for me, is, you know, that morning get up is rough. And it's, you know, you don't want to get out of bed because it's cold, and then you don't want to get out of the shower because it's cold. Then you're going about the day and you're like, you know what, I can do this. So I think, yeah, a true winter day is a good representation of me. But the continual rain is very, very draining.
Yes, absolutely. And I think both of those hold true in my life. And I agree, like, I've noticed getting up in the mornings when it's been cold and it's been frosty. The one thing I hate more than anything is walking in the frost, and that's because I'm always the person that will fall over. So that's not fun. But yeah, even if it is frosty, what it, you know, some mornings I've been waking up and the sky has been beautiful. And I think, you know, knowing that both of those things can be true is that at the moment life may seem a little flat, but beautiful things can still happen. I can still go out and enjoy my day and have a really good day despite the cold. But it's something that I'm working on.
Nice. Yeah. Winter brings a dark kind of grey feeling, right? Mm. Along with sicknesses and flu, etc. But you're right. It starts off hard, like life. Everything starts off quite hard. Mm. We have to get up to do things. But as we carry on, you're right, Omri, the sun's been out. Even today it was so beautiful outside. So it's
so
just
warm.
It's just, regardless of how dark it is, it's still finding that light, bit of warmth.
And I notice like a common theme between all of our answers is that, things can still be beautiful, but there is that darkness, that grey, and kind of being stuck in the dark, which is a pretty common feeling around this time of year. And I was wondering, for you guys, what messages did you hear growing up about winter, either from your culture, your family, or your community?
Wrap up.
Wrap
up warm.
I
think it was always just the old socks. I hate things on my feet, like shoes and socks. I'm a barefoot boy. And there's always having socks yelled at me or door to shut the door and keep the heat in.
And I think for me, I've been, I don't know, kind of reflecting on this question more deeply. And like, I think, you know, my mum and dad in the winter, but particularly my mum, hates the cold. And I'm like, I wonder if that's like reinforced that idea in my head that like the cold is not nice. But yeah, growing up, I remember being like huddled around a heater, like a small heater, just everybody else being huddled around the heater or talking about how cold it was. And my mum hates the frost. And I'm like, I know where I get that from. She hates driving in it. My friend's parents used to drive me to school in the frost because my mum would not. It kind of makes sense. I feel like as I've gotten older, my ideas about winter have kind of changed in the sense that now I can find beauty in those dark spaces. But yeah, I feel like a lot of what I've learned has kind of been reinforced through my upbringing, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
I'm also interested in you, Noosa, who, you know, lived in Dunedin when you were younger, but also have lived in Auckland. And if Auckland winter for you brings a different vibe or a different flavour than Dunedin's.
Like you said, yes, I grew up here, and winter back in the 90s, opening up the curtains in the morning and you see just all white. That doesn't happen now. So, no, growing up in Auckland, you'd see people walking around complaining about being cold, and it's like, whatever, you don't know cold until.
Yeah.
Because it's cold up there, but down here we get that icy kind of feeling where we get, you can feel that the Antarctica isn't that far away.
It's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
So.
No, it's funny seeing my dad's now lives in Auckland and he's like acclimatized. So now like the cold, which was warm for him, is now cold. And it's like, wow. Do you remember what cold is? I don't think you do. He looks at Met Service and he's like, well, Dunedin's cold. And I'm like,
lazy 0 degrees. Yes. I've been seeing 0 degrees as I go drop off the kids in the morning. So it's like,
And despite how much I hate, I don't know how you guys get to work these days, but I walk because I'm not that far. And as much as I hate walking in the cold in the morning, there has actually been nothing more pleasant than filling up a hot water bottle and putting it under my jacket while I'm walking.
Yeah.
It's been lovely.
I didn't know you did that until yesterday.
And I just like pull out my jacket and it just pops out. And I'm like, that's how I did it.
That's the one.
That's the one. I mean, I guess my next kind of thought is similar. What comes up for you guys when you think about winter, not just the weather, but the feeling around it? And we have kind of touched on that with those dark, I don't know, the grey, the dark feelings. Does anyone kind of have anything else they want to say around that?
Like today, like for example, I had a guest who is going through just feeling isolated throughout many years of his life. So the good thing about what I was super proud of is that regardless of it being super cold, they're still finding ways to get out. Whether it be having a bit of rain on their heads, it may be like, oh my gosh, it's cold, but it was refreshing for that guest. So it's awesome to know that even though the city is cold during winter, we're still attempting to get out there and just make the most of what's out there. So
And it's that reframe, right? It's cold, it can be drab, it can be ugh, but also the different feelings that rain on your head can have. And yeah, I think for me as well, it's like a lot of tiredness comes with, and you know, some I've got a lot of guests who I support who talk about how tired the current weather is making them, because it's not that, you know, bright, invigorating. I think, you know, it is, again, a reframe there. There's something we're going to get into a bit later as well of, you know, do we have to always push through something to feel like that's the right thing to do, or can we
flip it?
Yeah, that's exactly it, and do other things with it.
That's interesting. And like, yeah, as you said, the reframing aspect is something that we'll get to later on in the episode. But I guess for me, if I think about like going out and, you know, walking in the rain and feeling the rain on your head, like, yeah, that, you know, for a lot of people and in a lot of different scenarios, that may be seen as like, ooh, yuck, that's not something I really want to do. But if I was to reframe that, I'm like, well, this is a sensation I don't really get in the summertime.
Yeah.
It's like a new experience. It's a different experience. And I think looking at situations a wee bit differently can be really important at this time, where there is a lot of those, you know, negative and dark feelings that pop up for people. And yeah, I guess to go along with the theme, we often see winter as a time to, you know, hibernate, which can be good in a lot of ways, of course. I'm wondering how you guys stay connected in the winter months.
How lucky are we to be in a time where we have video calling? You know,
definitely
not picking up the phone and dialing those numbers on. We are now going, hey, you know, we can see, oh, I love your hair. So just taking advantage of the technology that we have to be able to make phone calls, and if not, whether it be messaging, and, you know, the support numbers that we have like numbers like 1737, where even though we can't get out, we still are able to text someone just to get some support.
Definitely. And I think I don't know, something I kind of pondered, and I haven't actually looked into it, but I wonder how the support numbers or the amount of support is being delivered by support services differentiates in winter when people want to leave the house less. But you're right, it's accessible. You know, we can reach out to a helpline and stuff. So that's a really positive thing. Hey?
So, yeah, from my time working at a helpline, it does go up quite a bit. I know for the helpline that I worked at, numbers went up by a couple hundred in the June, July, September months, and then would go back down a bit. So it's quite a big, and it's not all crisis-y.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything's the worst, but sometimes it's just, hey, I'm feeling quite isolated, need someone to talk to, or I want to share my feelings. And not having that same accessibility to people outside. Yeah, so it's great that those options are there, and a really good thing for you to bring up, Noosa.
I think we're also lucky in our context of working in the Hope Centre. We're kind of forced to connect with people. And I know a lot of people don't have that. And that is hard. And yeah, I think you're right. For me, like reaching out and messaging my friends will probably laugh if they hear me say this, because I am trying to make more of an effort at this point. Technology is obviously really good at this time of year when connecting with people may look a wee bit different. Cool. Well, I think those were a bunch of really interesting questions, and we're going to go through a few more questions, but before we do so, we will take a wee break and hear from our sponsor.
At Anytime Fitness Dunedin, our mission is to raise the self-esteem of the world. A healthy lifestyle doesn't start and stop at the gym. It starts with a plan, which is why we offer solutions that incorporate fitness, nutrition, well-being and recovery. With three local clubs to choose from, with 24/7 access, we're certain you'll find your fit. Contact us today to get started. Call 03 455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
Thank you, Anytime Fitness, for being our sponsor. Yeah, really appreciate you, Anna and Noosa, for your insights so far. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to put out an invite there to keep going.
Absolutely. I've noticed that, okay, you can't see this because obviously you're listening to the podcast, but when we do the script, we usually color code who is asking what questions. But hey, someone forgot to do that today, and I'm not pointing fingers, but it was definitely me.
Hey, I could pick up some more slack on this, so I'll take some accountability on that.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Cool. But yeah, I was wondering, what kind of expectations do you notice yourself placing on winter coming into it, or on winter when you're in the thick of it?
Ooh, that's a good question. I can start. I think there's kind of the expectation. I know at the start of the year, like, especially like around, I don't know, the new year, the earlier months, we can put a lot of expectation on ourselves and we can try build a lot of new habits. And I know for me, that's a time that I'm really motivated. And I find the expectation to carry on working at the same pace, but that's honestly not realistic for me at this time of year. Just like knowing how my own mood and my own feelings kind of flow throughout the year, but also the weather has a really big impact on my ability to want to do things, you know, like, for example, going to the gym. I don't want to do that when I'm so cold and I just want to go and sit at home and lie on the couch. And yeah, I think a big part of the work I'm doing on myself currently is around that reframing. And, you know, this is actually what I need at the moment, is to spend some more time resting. Some guilt can come with that, but kind of teasing out how to no longer, or to feel less guilt around looking after myself. Yeah.
And I guess it's probably reassuring as well that, you know, Anytime Fitness does have a great, warm, welcoming environment.
They do. They do indeed.
And it's inside.
And it is inside. You're right. And there is heat pumps. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I guess, like, coming up to winter, we all know that colds and flus are in the risks as well. Mm-hmm. So being a mum, I've got younger kids where I'm getting emails almost once a week about, this child has, we've found COVID in this room, we've got this in this room. So it's just making sure that, you know, the kids are taking their vitamins, making sure they wash their hands. And, yeah, we've got this thing at work where we, our manager, Claire, has Barocca coming through from somewhere.
Barocca every day.
Yeah, we've been encouraged to drink that just to keep us up on our, you know, the, what do they call it, the health, as well. So, yeah, the flu jabs and things like that. So just making sure that that's all up to date.
Mm-hmm. The overall expectation to look after your physical health. Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Mm. I think as well, like, I've had two winters this year.
Oh, my gosh, true.
Because, yeah, at the start of the year, my partner is from the United States and so went over there for Christmas and New Year's. And so it's kind of had two very different expectations, because the expectation there was I am chilling out and doing nothing, or,
true,
you know, going exploring to the Swanners. Yeah, we're doing some pretty awesome but hard mahi. Yeah, and also the what you talked about before, Noosa, of the crispness of that cold, of that crispness in New York is awful. and much worse than Dunedin. Yeah, like, I, as I said, not someone who likes to have shoes and socks on. I also don't like jackets, and so having not owned a jacket and having to borrow one from my partner's father, yeah, it was a big shock. And having that expectation of, again, expectation of Christmas and that being different. But yeah, I think here and that expectation is very much of a, you just have to, you know, it's actually quite a, it feels quite awful to say this, but, you know, kind of like a racehorse of put your blinders on, you just put your head down and try and get through. But I think, yeah, what both of you were saying about taking that time for yourself and not pushing through, is going to make things, one, go quicker, but two, feel better.
Yeah. I've got 2 points, and my first one is a question, and it is: does it snow where your partner lives in the US?
Yeah, not as much as it used to. Apparently, like kind of similar to what we were saying of, you know, in the '90s in Dunedin. You'd wake up and frost everywhere. We got a couple good snows when I was over there. We got a really good snow in New York. They're just north of New York. But yeah, it had some good snows.
Cool. My point that I was kind of thinking about when you were talking about jackets and stuff is, I guess winter is also a completely different sensory experience. And I know for me, like, as I said, I've been walking to work and I've got a hot water bottle under my jacket, right? But having to wear an extra layer and having to like walk, and I've usually got my headphones in, and then I'm carrying my stuff. And it's just like, I get very overwhelmed in winter. And that's hard.
Yeah.
That sucks. Like, even today, like, it's way warmer outside than I expected it to be. And I didn't go outside before I left for work and wearing, like, a sweater and, like, walking in the sun. I was like, no, I can't do this.
I love that.
Yeah. I don't.
It's a lot more to think about, though, eh?
Yeah. And I suppose, you know, a lot of the messaging around winter does feel particularly negative, and I was wondering if there is parts for you guys of yourself that actually feels more at peace during the winter time.
Well, to be honest, I don't like summer. The thing is that summer, it can get hot. Like, I love that, you know, it's warm. But then when it gets hot, you can't really do much. As in with winter, when you get cold, it's like snuggly, get up. Hot chocolate or Milo, watch a movie. So it's just getting cozy. I get that cozy vibe with winter.
Nice.
I
do not. I feel very much like lots of animal analogies today, you know, kind of caged. And that, again, you know, I'm a beach boy. That I just want to be outside. And so, yeah, feeling winter feels very much like caging me up. What about you?
I think a part of me does feel more peace in the sense that, you know, I don't necessarily, it's like a multiple truth situation where, like, I feel guilty for not being productive enough. But, you know, there are those mornings where I just really can't be bothered doing anything. And if I want to, like, sit in bed with the electric blanket on, like, I feel more, you know, it feels good. It just kind of depends on the day and kind of what's on my mind. But I feel similarly to Noosa, just like being able to snuggle up is really lovely. I'm one of those people that, regardless of the weather and how hot it is and stuff, I will always have a blanket near me because I love being comforted. And like, yeah, so there is a part of me that does feel more at peace during winter because I feel like I can maximize my coziness, and that's lovely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I guess as well, you've touched on a few things that, you know, you need to do different things in the winter that, you know, sustain you. I'm like, what does your mental health need in winter that's different to other seasons?
I guess kindness, forgiveness, and just like, I don't know, just being kind to myself and being proud that I'm getting through it again. Trying to reframe it in a sense that it isn't a slog to get through the winter time, but I'm showing up the best that I can, and some days that's a lot, some days that's not a lot. So I think my mental health needs me to be kinder to myself and just take myself for where I am.
Regardless of the seasons, right? But it does, like, with winter being a bit more darker and sicknesses being a bit, you know, on the high, it can be a bit of a stressful month, especially when we get to, you know, there are times where we can't come to work because of sick kids, for example. So then you start stressing out. But at the end of the day, I flip it. Like, I'm just really, and just say, hey, this is my time just to spend some time at home. My time as well, like what Anna says, it's okay to just not be able to go to the gym and just do nothing, because it's good for our mental health.
And something I've noticed recently when I'm talking about doing nothing, it's actually not doing nothing. It's just doing things that may look a wee bit different. And, you know, that doing nothing actually might be watching Love Island, or it might be reading a book, or it might be, you know, doing some colouring in. That's not doing nothing, but I label that sometimes as doing nothing, but it's actually doing something that makes me happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Love that.
And like Noosa said as well, you know, we should always be being kind to ourselves. So I'm wondering if being kind to yourselves in winter looks different to being kind to yourselves in summer.
Good question. Yes, I think so. And I think that, I don't know, I really enjoy being in the sun, and I really find the sun inspiring in the sense that, like, I love going for a walk, or I love, going out in the summer, and I just find it an inspiring season to be in. And, so I find it, you know, I may be doing more with my day, and then I'm, you know, proud of myself for getting all of this stuff done. And in the winter, yeah, that's a wee bit harder, but that's okay.
It doesn't help as well with 5 o'clock being dark, you know, during summer it goes all the way through to 10 sometimes, so that can kind of weigh out on our emotions and feelings as well. So definitely is important just to be kind to ourselves and
especially when we talk about, I think that's a fantastic point, Noosa, because when we talk about productivity, we think of sun hours. And so when the sun hours are much less, it feels like we're doing much less, realizing, our time to do less, our time to do stuff is less. And so being kind to ourselves that way.
Definitely. And I'm one of those people that love a long summer night, like, honestly, so amazing. And I think back to, like, a couple of summers ago, I made a real core memory with one of my friends. We went out to, like, Outram, and we, like, swam in the river at, like, 7 o'clock at night, and it was super duper hot. It was, like, 30 degrees, and there were so many other families and, like, people out there having fun. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that's, like, you know, that's the dream. But alternatively, like, I was walking home, I think it was yesterday, and it was dark when I was walking home. I finished work at 5 o'clock. It was dark, and I was just walking, and I was like, wow, this is actually kind of nice. Like, you know, everything is still, there's not a lot of people around, and there was a lot of lights, and I was like, well, this is equally as beautiful, it's just different. And that's okay. And I guess kind of off the base of that, with, you know, winter and summer and feeling different within those seasons, I was wondering from you guys what your winter self would want to hear from your summer self, or vice versa.
I think my summer self would tell my winter self just to keep it easy breezy, you know. Noosa has a great thing. I was like, it's not that deep. Yeah, that just because things seem like it's harder or feel like it's harder doesn't mean we can still just take a breath and be like, nah, we're all good, eh? Yeah, and then on the vice, I think winter self, I don't think we listen to winter self over summer self.
Yeah, for real. Noosa?
Yeah, like, the sun is always out, even throughout winter and summer. So just to get a bit of light, to kind of, that vitamin D, just reminded my daughter as well, who dropped me to work today, just to make sure she gets into the sun. So, just to get that light, get that vitamin D. Don't let that cold, you know, make you stay at home.
Yeah.
Keep you in the dark for too long, yeah.
Well, my summer self this year would say, guess what? You're going to the Gold Coast, winter self. I've got an exciting summer that I'm looking forward to. I guess there's two ways I've kind of interpreted this, and the first way is my summer self telling my winter self it's okay to have things to look forward to. It's okay to want to look forward to the season of your life passing, and I think that holds true in a lot of ways. You know, we are often being encouraged to live in the moment, and that is true, but it's also okay to have things to look forward to. And if that is summer, that is okay. But also, just to be kind to yourself. I feel like in the summer, I'm usually more relaxed and more chill, and I feel like, I don't know, a lot more alive. It's okay to be relaxed and chill in winter too. And that's in terms of, I guess, mainly stress and feeling like I'm not doing enough. It's okay to just be chill. It's okay.
that deep.
It's not that deep. Cool. Well, we've got a, I suppose, a few more points that we want to talk about. But again, before we do so, we will just head to an ad break and once again hear from our awesome sponsor. Cool.
Anytime Fitness Dunedin is here to raise the self-esteem of the world. Whether you're new to fitness or getting back into a routine, now's the time to put yourself first. With a supportive community, three local clubs, flexible membership options and access anytime, we're here to help you reach your goals. Get in touch with our friendly team today. Call 03455 0013 or visit anytimefitness.co.nz.
And we're back again. Thank you, Anytime Fitness, for being the sponsor of the Hope Centre podcast. Yeah, we've touched on some really important questions around winter and kind of the feelings. And yeah, I think it's a really important conversation. And I guess what inspired us to do this as a podcast episode was, yeah, the piece from the Mental Health Foundation that talked about reframing how you feel about winter. So In light of that, we will, yeah, look a little bit into what reframing looks like. For example, I haven't done much today. Try reframing that as I gave myself what I needed today. It's always dark. It's time to light the candles and settle in. Just looking at ways we can kind of change how we use the language that we use around things and how that can influence the mindset. So me and Omri have got a wee list here and we've both chosen one question to kind of discuss to kind of, I don't know, give the listeners some ideas on how they can reframe things. So Omri, away you go.
Thank you. And I think as well, just to add on to what you're saying, Anna, you know, that's why the three of us are doing it, because the three of us are going to have different ways of reframing and, you know, hopefully we find something that sticks with someone. But yeah, the one I have thought of and chosen is, I just have to get through winter. And again, that's something that I touched on earlier and something I thought about was, like, winter's tough, but it's okay to slow down. And it's okay to look at, you know, stop and look around me one day at a time.
Definitely. I think, the I just have to get through winter again, it teeters on the line of you're allowed to have something to look forward to, but that doesn't mean you have to dread what you're going through. And it's circumstantial, but in this context, yeah, for me, I've been trying to reframe that in my head as, you know, this period of time may not be my favorite period of time, but you can still find a lot of beauty and have a lot of good happen within that time. And I guess the part I'm learning what helps me move through it is something that I'm working on at the moment. And that has been little things, whether it is getting home and putting my pajamas on as soon as I get home or having a shower as I walk in through the door, cuddling up in front of the TV and watching Love Island. Or, you know, just getting out and walking around the block and getting some sun. I think, yeah, for me, it has been really important to kind of reframe this thought into, you know, it's not my favorite season, but it's something that I can find beauty within.
So I just have to get through winter. So I would probably think, well, first thing that comes to mind is what's something that I could do in winter that I can't do in summer? And that's get a summer body. Yeah, so at the moment we're doing a family challenge.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so it's a good time to kind of, like, you know, like you said, it's hard to get up to go to the gym, hard to go for a run at the beach. But what we can do is just get on the floor and do some sit-ups, you know, just using what we have around the house, lift up a chair. Don't lift up a chair, guys, just in
health
case.
Health and safety.
But yeah, just utilizing what I have around me. So yeah, I'm thinking about, what's something I can do in winter that I can't normally do in summer? Because summer can also mean busy and, you know, there's a lot of things happening. So, just
I think this kind of ties in nicely to the conversation we had last week with Josiah about the ethics of self-care. And this episode isn't out, so you wouldn't have heard it yet. But something that we talked about is like monetizing off self-care, and there is like this thought that in order to do self-care you've got to spend money. But as you've just said, like, you know, you may not be going out to the gym in the winter, but it's utilizing what you've got at home.
Get those raindrops on your head.
Exactly.
Feel the rain on your skin, because you know what, team, no one else can feel it for you.
Exactly. Okay. The kind of question that I've, or the reframing that I've thought about, is I feel so cut off during winter. And I guess for me, with this kind of thought, when it pops up, it's important for me to remind myself that, you know, it's okay that it takes more effort for you to be connecting with people. You know, something I do. I've got one friend in particular that we're meant to like go to the gym every week together. Has that been happening in the winter months? No. We're also both busy bees and we work full time, and it's actually just a whole big new experience for both of us. And that, you know, when we are connecting, it doesn't have to look as extravagant as going out to the gym. It can be just sending a message and just checking in on how they're going, but also doing something that's smaller or less scary during winter. That could be, I don't know, her coming over to my flat, or me going over to her flat, or going and getting a hot drink instead. Like, it just looks different.
Playing some board games.
Playing some board games is a good one.
Watching Love Island sounds
Love Island. Messaging, sending each other TikToks about the new Love Island series.
But that's something as well to keep in mind in terms of, again, safety and driving, but also staying warm, is that what you said before, no, sort of using the technology that we've got. You know, you can watch, I can't think what it's called at the moment, but there's something that you can use where it's, you are both watching the same show at the same time.
Sharing the screen or something.
Yeah, and like you can pause it and pause it for both of you.
I remember this during COVID.
I did it while doing long distance. You know, and that was, that's, that was a great way of still feeling connected when sometimes, you know, if it's a call week in, week out, sometimes, you know, weekly calls or even daily calls can feel a bit draining because it gets to a point of, okay, what do we talk about? And you're really working hard to find topics to talk about. This is a way that you can still be together and be more low maintenance.
I'm just going to repeat the line again.
Yeah, go for it.
So I feel so cut off during winter. Now, like I did mention earlier about reaching out, but I know that in many cases we kind of hesitant on reaching out because we think, you know, they're too busy or we don't want to be annoying. But I've challenged myself, as well as a few of my guests, to send that message. You know, we live in a world where everyone is so busy and everything's so crazy, but we never really know until we actually send that message whether, you know, they could be having a hard time. So send that message. If there's someone that out there that you're worried about, or you think, you know, I haven't heard from this person in a while, put them that message just to check in.
Or even if you need that help and, you know, waiting for someone to reach out to you, I really encourage you to be the one to reach out. You know, there are people that out there that will love you or that will care about you or will want, you know, want you feeling differently to how you are now.
For sure. You never are alone. Like, for real.
And I think kind of what we've worked out between us, you know, although our a lot of our feelings around winter may be different, there is some shared feelings there. And yeah, a lot of people are probably feeling the same way or a similar way to you are at the moment. And if it is within your capacities to connect with people during this time, we would encourage you to do so. But if it's not, that's also okay. Just take it day by day and see how it comes. Cool. Well, that brings us to the end of our main, you know, discussion for the podcast. I feel like that time has absolutely flown by. And we would like to say thank you to Noosa for coming back onto the podcast again. We really appreciate you having you here. And before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts or messages that you'd like to share for those who may be struggling?
I pretty much just mentioned it in the previous statement. You know, life is hard. Life be lifing, for sure. You know, there's challenges coming left, right, and it is so easy for us to just sit there and be like, suffering alone. So please reach out. There are so many supports in the community, and whether it be a friend, whether it be Life Matters, or whether it be just jumping on JetGCP,
yeah,
be whatever it is. But yeah, just reach out. You're not alone.
Amazing. Well, that brings us to the final five. The final five is a quick fire. Five questions, just short answers, and then we'll ask you to leave a question for the next guest. Cool.
I'd say we're aware that you have done four of these before.
Have I? In a group setting.
Yeah. This was when you and I were guests. So, yeah, I understand you've answered four of them before, but you haven't left a question for the next person. And also for our long and faithful listeners, can see if any of your answers are different.
Yeah, for sure.
So starting off, what does well-being mean to you, Noosa?
Well-being is, you know, we're all big on self-care here. So it's just feeling, you know, being a mum, it's so important. You know, my energy goes on work, life, everything, that it's important to recharge my battery and put my energy towards important things, because sometimes we can be stressing over nothing and things that we can't control. So it's just remembering what's important and, yeah, just look after yourself.
Oath. Is there anything you do that brings you a sense of a calm, a balance, or peace?
So, like I mentioned, I have kids. So I just like being by myself. So just taking that me time seriously, going for drives by myself with my music or a walk. Yeah.
Making TikToks.
Yes, we don't need those little kids on the side disrupting my TikToks.
Yeah, they bring the viewership down.
What music do you like to listen to when you're driving around?
I don't mind a bit of Taylor Swift, like, to be honest.
No.
But I'm an R&B hip-hop kind of person. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Depends on the mood then.
Depends on the mood.
Cool. If you could make one rule that everyone had to follow, what would it be?
Just be kind. You know, like, we live in such a judgmental, mean world. So if we learn to be kind to not only ourselves but those around us, hopefully it all just spreads out to the world.
Flow on effect, if you will.
Yeah.
What would you tell your younger self now?
That it will be okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. And the last question is not really a question. It's to leave a question for the next guest. I feel like I say this every time. We're not sure who this is yet, so choose wisely.
If you were to be a superhero, which superhero would you be?
That's a great question.
Whoa. I feel like usually we have an answer that we say, but I don't know. I'm going to have to think about this one.
Nightcrawler, X-Men.
Do you have an answer, Noosa?
No, not the top of my head.
Oh.
Wonder Woman?
I would say, wonder if you, maybe not a superhero, but a superpower you would want?
A superpower.
Apart from being a mum?
Superpower to disappear.
Invisibility.
I always thought growing up it would be to want to read minds, but I think I'd get hurt that way.
Yeah, nah.
So I think like invisibility is a good one. Maybe like teleporting.
That's what Nightcrawler does. Yeah. Nightcrawler's teleports, but he can only teleport to places that he can currently see or see in his mind.
I'm going to have a think. We'll bring the answers to you next time, nice. Hey? Cool. Well, a final thank you to Noosa for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thanks, to guys. Omri for co-hosting the podcast once again.
Thank you, Anna, for hosting.
Thank you to ORFM for having us. To Life Matters and the potential sponsor.
To Anytime Fitness Dunedin.
I need to change the words on the script for next time. If you're interested in being a guest on the podcast or have any topics that you would like us to cover, please reach out to admin@lifematters.org.nz. And remember, if all you did today was make it through the cold and grey, that's still something worth acknowledging.
Amen.
Cool.
Thank
Ka kite anō.
See you later. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Hope Centre podcast. The most important message we can leave you with today is that it's okay to ask for help and support. You can contact us at Life Matters on 027 240 0114 by phone or text, or send us a message on our Facebook page. You can also contact us through our website. Just look up lifematters.org.nz. You can also drop in to see us at 63 Hanover Street. We're open every day except Mondays. From Wednesday to Sunday, we're open until 9 p.m. If you need support out of those hours, free call or text 1737. If you'd like to listen again or hear other episodes in this podcast, go to oar.org.nz or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.